Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are here live with you.
And we are asking you a really important question. Hey, are you a spiritual warrior? And this is a powerful question as we are in kind of this new moon energy right there in the whole All Hallows Eve and all the amazing energies that culminate in October, the crazy, the good, the chaos, the orderly, whatever you want to say. The question is, are you a spiritual warrior? Today we're talking about passionate action or activism. And, you know, is there a difference? And there is.
And indeed, we're going to redefine what it means to be a warrior, because we're going to leave the war out of warrior.
Oh, I love that. You know, because really a lot of people often say to us, hey, can I honestly be at peace but still champion? And, you know, knowing that that's possible is a big gift.
Absolutely. And I want to just invite you to tune in and to get with us. And if you'd like to call in today, the number is simply toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And if you call and the lines are busy, just wait until we complete a soul reading or a conversation with someone else, and that means a line will free up.
Always does. It also is, if it's your day to be on the air, you will be on the air. Always happens, Shri, and it's always perfect. So, you know, let's dive into the fact that here we are at the end of October, bridging into November this week. And guys, if you've been following our videos on YouTube, and we really hope you have been, we got to talk about this weekend. First of all, to all of my amazing friends over in India, to everyone who has India in their heart, happy Diwali! Oh my gosh!
Oh, indeed. Congratulations and celebrations.
Now, in every way. And you know, guys, I want to chat a little bit about this because it's so powerful what's going on this weekend. So I want to take you back to Friday. This past Friday, and take a moment and kind of think about, okay, what was I doing last Friday? What was going on? Well, Friday was Dantaris. And Dantaris, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but this is a very powerful holiday. It's kind of like the beginning of the Diwali experience in many ways. And the way that this is determined by the calendar is that it's basically the 13th day of the dark night. Now, what's so exciting about this was that Friday, in many ways, opened up, and Shri and I have been talking about, remember how in October that if you were able to avoid the distraction and stay focused, this would be a huge miracle manifest moment. Well, everything, all of your good efforts, all of the things that you did in October to stay on track, to stay focused, to send out your sincerity, received an amp. They received a boost on Friday. And because Friday was all about Lakshmi, it was all about bringing in the abundance, it was all about the gratitude of the magic in your life. I mean, how amazing is that?
Well, it truly is. And once again, I want to remind you that the one of the blessings of the spiritual principles is that they're neutral.
Yes.
And so each of you that is holding love in your heart and clarity in your intentions, you are receiving a boost. And similarly, there are forces of distraction and disturbance that are in their own way getting a boost.
Absolutely. And you know, so we had this Friday energy, and again, I'm taking you on a journey with me. And then let's talk about yesterday. Let's talk about Saturday, because as we had this really day of celebration and dancing, and it's time to be in this festival of divine illumination, right? All about light pouring through your life and cleansing you out. Well, last night was all about the protection and the ability to claim for yourself, the ability to not have your dreams stolen from you, not have them killed, not have your dreams killed. And I want to share with you just a quick little story. You know, one of the, and I'm going to forget the king's name, but here's the story of last night. imagine that there was a king, right? Just go back to a point in history many thousands of years ago. And this king had been offered a prophecy. And the prophecy had shared with him that after he got married, he would actually be killed by a snake biting him on the fourth day of his marriage. And so after this king is married, his beautiful, beloved bride, knowing the prophecy, loving her husband, says, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen. This just is not going to happen. And so she created this beautiful experience, this protected cocoon, and she was keeping him and preventing him from sleeping. So imagine if you were in your bedroom, but you were there and you were dressed and you were in a beautiful conversation, and your wife or your husband or your lover or your partner was keeping you awake by sharing stories that were illuminating and that touched your heart so deeply. And to set up a barrier, she asked for all of the gold to be piled up around them. And there was like a wall of gold that came in around them. Well, as they were protected in their little golden cocoon and this golden ray energy, all of a sudden the snake, the god of death appearing as a snake, tries to come into the room when he was literally blinded by the light. The gold was so beautiful and so reflective, he couldn't see. And he was like, what is this? But he heard the energy of love. He heard the energy of devotion. He heard the beautiful stories that were being told. And so he coiled up in his little snake-like self and just kind of sat there all night listening. And in the morning, rather than killing the king, with the light, the illumination of Diwali, it dissolved. He dissolved, and the king continued to have a wonderful life and broke through that which sought to steal his dream. And that was last night. Last night was about the blessing of Ma Kali, the blessing of the strength of the divine. And Sri and I last night lit about, oh my goodness gracious, I don't even know how many candles on behalf of all of you on the entire planet.
And lots of candles. And like all spiritual stories, there are some lessons to be taken from this that you can carry forward regardless of what day it is on the calendar.
Absolutely.
And the one I just want to remind each and every one of you is to surround yourself with gold means to surround yourself with the purity of your divine connection, to surround yourself with the trust in the divine, and to tell the stories of beauty, to be mindful of your thoughts, and to hold in your heart the vision that all is well. In doing so, we condition the space around us, and only that which is in alignment will come party with you.
Oh, I love that, and it sure will. And you know, we really set up, we activated, so to speak, our pioneer, our spiritual pioneer, our spiritual warrior energy, because we took about an hour to set all these candles of different colors and to rearrange our altar where we are blessed to have beautiful, beautiful representations of all of the beautiful deities. And of course, I had my Ma Kali in a very prominent spot. And we have two different Lakshmis. And of course, our Violet Ray Shiva. And we took a little video of it. I don't know how good it is, but we'll try to get it up on YouTube because it was really dark. And certainly while you were sitting in there with us, it was amazing. But we just don't know how well the video came out. But I hope you're feeling the love we're radiating to you, the energy that we're carrying, because we lit every candle for every being on the earth, for every being that has been really aligned through October, that has been saying enough of this distraction, enough of this awful energy, for every being that is moving forward. We have offered to you that your dreams manifest, that this year before you right now, imagine this is the start of a new year, that everything you dream of will not be stolen, will not be killed, that your dreams will be energized and alive. And you're listening to us right now, whether you're listening to us live or in the archives, right now in this moment, in the energy of the divine illumination of Diwali, we send to you radiant streams of miracle showers of abundance, of divine manifestation, of the energy of the highest flowing through you. Open your heart to be the conduit of the divine, and you will discover the dance of incredible manifestation and co-creation.
And speaking of that, get up out of your chair. Woo-hoo! And twirl and dance.
Move that energy.
Because
this is it.
So often we get sedentary. You know, we become fixated on our work. We become fixated in our thoughts. It's the movement, the twirling. Grab a scarf and spread it between your arms.
And
go
dance,
out and make
dance.
Love to the universe.
Woohoo! Oh, I love that, Sheree. Good one.
Because it's time to move the energy into the frequencies of celebratory amour.
Yes, and to pick up on the fact, guys, that you don't have to wait until December 25th in the Christian world, which is that, you know, moment of big light. Do it right now. Connect with what's going on. Bring the light in, because angels, in November, it is being a spiritual warrior that will carry you through November with extraordinary experiences. And of course, Sheree and I are going to be talking a lot more about that in our new video, which will be posted by November 1 at our YouTube channel, Official Sheree and Kira. So remember, if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, Official Sheree and Kira, subscribe, because we put up new videos all the time. They're timely, they're important, and we are so honored to connect with you through our show and through those ways as well. Now, Sheree, I think before we go any further today, we should talk about our celebratory announcement, something that we have been working on for many months. We actually started this when we were in India last year.
When we were in India last October, we had the blessing of some amazing revelatory moments and divine connection. It truly was one of those life-changing journeys, and being touched by the energy of the divine in ways that we had not expected.
You know, we're very blessed. Sheree and I are on a passionate mission to get to all 12 Jyotirlingas in our lifetime. This journey, this Blue Starborn journey that we took last October, was incredible. And, you know, I remember our time at Trimbakeshwar and at Somnath and some of the other temples we were at. And everyone, we had miracle presence, especially at Somnath. We were led into the areas where theoretically they were not going to let us in, and we saw things that are normally not seen. And all of the priests brought Sheree in as close as you can go to connect with these Shiva lings. We were given prasad from the priests. It was just a miracle. And the visions and the strong visions culminating on our visit to Dwarka.
Yeah, it was truly an expanding grace. And part of what came through into our consciousness as a result of the blessings of this trip was the recognition that the energy of purity is available in a variety of ways, meaning the ability to stimulate your inner knowing, the ability to hold your higher frequencies can indeed be supported by sacred objects and certainly techniques and practices. And that what's happening on our planet right now is an incredible energy of distortion and disconnect simultaneously occurring while we're on the escalator of expansion.
So it takes your spiritual warrior garment, so to speak. And so last October, when we had all of these extraordinary experiences, you know, we have not stopped. And that was when we first connected with our Violet Ray Shiva that is now, of course, as you all know, here is the centerpiece at Terra Nostra. And in last February, that Violet Ray Shiva started downloading lots and lots of information. Well, all of that information has arrived in a birth, and we birthed this weekend. And guys, we did not plan to birth this weekend. We actually have been trying to birth this project for 6 weeks.
Yeah. We've been working hard to develop this. And so, but it's wonderful that our announcement here is in time.
Exactly. And so So celebrating in that illumination, and we, it looks like our lines are already full, and we're hoping we'll be celebrating your illuminations with you today. And of course, you can always send us an email to guest@sheereandkiraradio.com. We would like to announce the opening of a brand new world service website. Now, the name of the website, write this down. You want to go to this website, is very simple. It's Malas. Malas for F-O-R Ascension, malasforascension.com. And we want to go to the website. You want to check it out. Go to the articles, and underneath the articles, read the articles, especially the articles on the secret power of Rudrashka. Read the articles on chakra healing. We have articles on Ascension Simplified. Very powerful article that tells you the whole story of the Violet Ray Shiva, in the one that says, what is Shiva I Agate? another one, Crystals for Ascension. Get there, have fun. And guys, as our gift to you, we want to offer you, if while you're there, you feel called to the energy and what's going on there, write down this coupon code because only our radio guests are going to be able to use it. And so write this down. It's VIP because you are 10. And if you insert that coupon code, you will be able to receive a 10% discount on everything.
And you can use it as often as you like.
Exactly. Hold on to that code because we love you. We are so excited. And truly, we just wanted to celebrate that this is, in our celebration, it's part of our warrior energy because, you know, how many times have you guys been inspired by the divine and maybe you're really inspired, but you don't follow through? This first came in during the journey to India last October. It got energized during a 7-day puja process Sri and I were doing, and we have just said yes every step of the way. And you know, Sri, it brings us to the real heart of today's process because we have said yes since the moment Archangel Zadkiel showed up and said, guess what? Your life's about to change.
If you want.
If you want, exactly.
One thing about the universe is, it's kind of like, we have work for you to do. We have a mission for you, but you always have choice.
Exactly.
You can say yes, no, or not now. And sometimes the not now means the mission will have to change.
Exactly. And this is really important because some people feel that if you're a warrior, that there's a conflict with the ideas of peace and love. Well, those of you that connect with Sri and I know that living in self-ascension, peace and love and joy is who we are.
Now, here's the redefine on the word warrior. To be a spiritual warrior means that you're centered in your empowered connection. You're centered in your divine peace, your love, and your joy. And yet, you can stand in that center while others might be warring against you or might be warring around you.
Right.
You are not contributing to that, yet you can stand in the face of the warring energy knowing that the still center within is your truth.
Well, it brings you to the question that a lot of people also ask, which is how can I carry the energy of divine illumination? How can I carry the energy of ascension and also trust when the world is about deception? There's judgment. I feel compromised constantly. So how do you maintain authenticity? How do you maintain peace? How do you maintain love and joy? Well, these are all the things we're going to talk about and what it really means to be a spiritual warrior, what it really means to move forward in passionate action or activism. And you know, Sri, before we do, maybe we should move forward and say hi to some of these amazingly beautiful beings that have connected with us today.
Absolutely. We're going to go to the lines and we're going to start at line one and say hi to Linda from Palm Springs.
Namaste, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Namaste, you guys. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to connect with you guys and maybe get a mini soul reading. I've been taking all of your recent classes with my partner, Mari, and I've been doing a lot of hard work and just finished doing the forgiveness practice. And boy, did that bring up a lot of stuff for me. So I think I'm just in tune with everyone else, and maybe you can confirm this just with what you're saying. There's so much chaos and craziness going on in the world. So I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path. I believe I am. Since I've been doing all this work, I'm all over the place, and I don't want to be sabotaged by my mind. You know, one moment I'm in chaos, the next moment I'm in trust, the next moment I'm in doubt. I'm all over the place. So help.
Oh, Linda, wow. You know, first and foremost, just feel my arms. I am just holding you and giving you the biggest hug, and Sri and I are sitting here with kind of those Cheshire Cat smiles. Everything you shared is the sign of one who is truly on the journey. You know, it's ironic that when we first start moving forward, we sometimes doubt that we're moving backward. And then we have these moments of divine, brilliant illumination followed by a moment of, oh my God, what's happening? Your guides, and this is why I'm smiling so much, you've got, and I love that you're our first caller today, you have got, and I am not kidding, they look like spiritual warriors. You don't have just guardians around you. You've got like a literal army, like a battalion, and they're all carrying these big crystal swords and crystal staves and big rings that I'm watching energy ignite out of. Excuse me, I'm even coughing because they're clearing your energy. They're clearing your throat. They're clearing your truth. And let me share this with you. You have got kahuna energy. And that's why you've been on this journey the way you have, why it is timed the way it has, because the world needed to be ready for you, my love. Now you need to forgive yourself for any doubt that you're not ready, because you are. We love you so much and welcome. I'm just going to say welcome to the other side, Angel, and we're glad you're here. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you both so much. I love you both so much.
Oh, and we love you, Angel. Many blessings.
Well, beautiful. It's, you know, one of the things I want to say for everybody is that when you start feeling that chaos, that wobble, that is this right? Is this not right? Well, I know it's good. I know I'm on my way. Uh-oh, no, I'm not.
You know, oh, yeah. I think we've all been there.
When that happens, you've got to pause for a moment, take a breath and go, oh, that's a symptom that it's working. That means my mind and my habits are starting to let go to allow space for the more illuminated me to come forward. Remember, your life, your stability is a pattern. Your personality is a pattern. And when we grow, we need to kind of expand the pattern. And to the one that is the pattern, meaning the ego identity, it gets a little bit freaked out. To the one that's growing, it's kind of going, oh, wow, great. You know.
And who's the warrior here?
And to be the warrior
exactly.
is to say, I know that my soul will carry me through this little storm.
Exactly.
This little downpour or whatever it is, it's temporary.
Exactly. Now, you know, I want to go back and share something with you guys, because one of the things that has empowered in Shiva and Sri and I is this powerful, powerful energy of oneness and ascension. And to really carry the energy of oneness and ascension through the self-ascension process demands the tenacity. And we've talked about spiritual tenacity before. It demands the tenacity of a warrior, the tenacity of one that says, you know what, I'm just not going to give up. I'm no matter what you do. And I can share with you guys, certainly during October, and I bet a lot of you holding on here and a lot of you that have written in, we have lots of emails for today as well. But I bet a lot of you, especially in October, have been like, whoa, why is this energy so chaotic? Oh my gosh, how many of you just suddenly lost stuff you had been working on, or you were close to finishing a project when an unexpected, let's just say, stumbling block showed up? There has been a lot of distraction energy, and it manifested in many different ways. And guys, we felt it too. Yet, if you stay in that focus, that's part of being a spiritual warrior. A spiritual warrior says failure is not an option. I am committed to my life as a spiritual warrior. I am committed to carrying the light. I am committed to only allowing the divine to run through me, with me, and as me, so that I may be a conduit of this co-creative power. I can assure you firsthand, miracles happen.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where you will get to see the fruits of your of your focus.
You really will.
And one of the ultimate growth areas for your spiritual path is to let go of your sense of when the fruit is supposed to show up.
Mm-hmm.
To be in such trust of the divine that you say, I will stay the course no matter what. And it's sometimes at the point where we finally forgot that we had an expectation that all of a sudden it all starts showing up.
It's so true. And you know what, Tree? Let's speak to another caller.
We're going to do that. We're heading to line two, and we'll say hi to Diane from Minnesota.
Namaste, Diane.
Namaste. Hi. I want to thank you two for the hug yesterday. It came at a really good time. You sent me a hug on Facebook.
Oh, I'm so
really
glad.
Needed it.
Yay.
Yeah, it really, really changed. Just, I did a turnaround right there. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I'm so glad you can receive.
Oh, yeah, I did. I felt it big time. Well, you answered my question with the golden light, so I'm good with that. So I guess if I could get a mini soul reading, that'd be great.
Well, you know, Angel, in so many ways, it's like you were just saying your own mini soul reading, because the universe, it's so funny, from the minute you started saying hello today, from the minute I connected with you, all I saw around you was this beautiful energy. And it's very, very crystalline, but it's separating into all of the rays. And that's a very beautiful gift, because when we start seeing the separate rays appearing within the crystalline light, it means we're at a moment of divine mastery, the next step. And I'm kind of smiling because, as a matter of fact, I'm actually going to be teaching about that starting in January in a teleclass. But in your case, what's going on is that you are at a moment of you are okay. And what's most important is for you to keep affirming that. And that all of they're saying you're getting a lot of messages. Pay attention to what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and the serendipities that are coming your way. And it's kind of like just keep following the trail, and you're gonna be at the kind of they're showing me the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow by early next year. So I'm really glad you got through today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my love. We love you too, Diane. Namaste.
Okay.
Namaste. I think because it came up with Diane, I think we should just kind of share the surprise. And so, as we mentioned with Diane, coming in January, and guys, we have only had this class in pre-launch, meaning we have only sent it to all the people that are in our miracle team. It has not gone out to the public yet, and we're near capacity. We are so blessed that we have been receiving an incredible amount of information on the science of ascended living. And this is a very powerful process that really assists you to be able to live in multidimensional space, yet have a very beautiful anchored third dimensional experience. And so we just want to say that if you go to sriankira.com, or if you go to that new website we were telling you about, malasforascension.com, go to the home study course, Ascension and the Sacred Science of Rudrashka, and register, join us. This is a very powerful process that is the foundation of the actual science of ascended living. It is very, very powerful. It's very, very cheap right now. So register and get in before we run out of space. But this is the mastery of the seven rays of crystalline light. You will literally learn how to manifest and heal. And I'm not kidding, guys, anything and everything. And honest to goodness, Sri and I can say this from experience.
It's truly an opportunity to take all of the alchemical wisdom that has been cloistered away or misunderstood and bring it into the light of day, bring it into the light of this time in history where your vibration can all of a sudden make sense of it.
Yeah.
You know, so often there's practices and stories and miracles we've heard about, and we go, well, that's nice, but it isn't quite real. We're at the time where this, especially the energy coming into 2017, where the lift is upon us, and what seemed like fantasy in the past becomes the reality for the future.
In every way. And you know, speaking about ascended beings, Sri, we have a very special caller who just got through on line one. I want to say hello from Washington, D.C. Let's welcome Anam to the show. Namaste, Anam.
Namaste, beautiful one. I am so glad to hear your voice. It is really a pleasure, always, always a pleasure. And I send love to you and all of our listeners, and you too, Sri. It always includes you.
I love you too.
I just wanted to, I have lots and lots of things to say, but now is not really the time to say it, but I just wanted to just reach out and touch you and hug you and let you know how very much you're both appreciated.
Oh, well, Angel, we just wanted to reach out and touch you and thank you for showering everyone who's listening with your incredible ascended presence, your love, your joy, your radiance, and your crystalline nature. And we are delighted to further this conversation at any time. And may you know that right now in this moment, you've got Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Lady Nada and the Divine Mary Trinity all talking to you. So thank you for taking a moment to speak with us.
Oh, thank you, dear one. And I thank them, too, for their love and appreciation and recognition.
in every way, beloved Queen Anam, I bow at your feet. Thank you for getting through to us today.
Thank you, sweetheart. It was a beautiful surprise.
Indeed. No accidents.
Much love.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste, beautiful one.
Oh, and to you. Well, Sribi, the show goes so fast, but let's sneak in another caller before we get to the break.
All right. Well, we're going to head to line 4, and we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Well, namaste, Monica. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I'm humble and grateful in my heart. Thank you for this moment, this precious moment. And I have a question. I hope it benefits many. I've been recently feeling inspired to let go of just objects and artifacts and things from past teachers that I've had over the last 15 years and many paths, many teachers. And it's kind of a bittersweet thing because it was attractive when I started, and letting it go makes me feel like, oh my goodness, it's a lot to let go of. I wonder if you can maybe comment on that, and if it's not too much to ask, maybe a mini soul reading, or I don't know, maybe pick one. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Angel? First and foremost, this is a sign of evolution. We are all blessed that every one of us has our own unique, beautiful journey. And along the way, we acquire things, we have things come to us that are so perfect and so right. The blessing you are being given is that the next phase has opened for you. Now, I'm also losing my throat with you. So your truth is getting more revealed. One of the things that they're saying is take baby steps, meaning that first take the items that you're feeling called to now move into a different, let's just say into a different relationship with them. And they're saying to put them all together in one area, not in your bedroom. And then they're saying to connect with each item and ask it, where is it you are to go now? Because while you are complete, another may be getting ready, or maybe it needs to be buried, or maybe it needs to be burned. You will know, and this is part of your divine mastery. You might actually discover there's some of those things once you start doing this that you are going to keep, but you're using them in a different way, or you're putting them in a different place. But the mini soul reading is really the same as the answer to your question. They're saying you have been prepared. Now listen and follow through. And I'm giggling because that's really what a spiritual warrior does. A spiritual warrior says yes and follows through. And so, my angel, I'm grateful you got through.
Thank you. Much love.
Much love to you, my angel.
And so, everyone, we invite you to take a deep breath and let a smile come to your face, because we are all growing. We are all evolving. And what was useful at one stage of life perhaps is no longer needed at the next. And speaking of moving forward, we're going to take a little commercial break. But before we go, I just want to remind you that we're going to be offering you more information how to hold the light in the face of the conflicts of life. Just as soon as we get back from these messages, stick around.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Many blessings, and we are truly delighted to be with you right now. And let me ask you, are you a spiritual warrior? Can you be at peace with yourself and still champion change? Does being a warrior of the light result in confronting darkness? Are you ready to experience that friction?
And is there friction? And if so, what does that really mean? Because that could be daunting. That sounds daunting, Sri.
Well, it does indeed. And it's one of those spiritual paradoxes. Have you ever had something in front of you that you were frightened to do and that it just stopped you in your tracks? You might have circumambulated around it a few times, but it gave you great pause. And then when you finally took that breath and did whatever you needed to do to summon your courage, your commitment, and your confidence, and you stepped through that challenge, when you get to the other side, sometimes it doesn't seem so big anymore.
Well, and you know, and a lot of people have been asking us, and rightly so, I'm aware of my multidimensional experience. I'm aware that we're on this rapid ascension escalator from 2015 to 2022. I mean, my goodness, we're almost into 2017. We've almost been on this for 2 years now. So we're really, really anchored in it now. But how do I live a grounded 3D productive life that is rich and abundant with, quite frankly, all of the fear-filled chaotic energies that are going around the planet right now? Or I think your word was circumambulating. I don't know. Sorry, that was a cute little word.
Well, I want to sum it up rather than give you all the many details.
Oh, please. I need the bullet. I want the cliff notes.
To sum it up is we are all learning how to be in the world but not of the world. And in that learning, to the extent that you've got momentum and density, that you've got friends and family in density, that you've got a job in density, that you have contracts and commitments – well, and then you start doing your inner work. You start
exactly.
having your revelations.
Exactly.
Yet all of these strings are tied to you.
Well, and then if you want to be a voice of change, you initially start using your voice and you find out that not only are all these strings tied to you, you start getting a lot of projections just as much.
Absolutely. Now, that little 20-second description actually could involve years of work. It can happen quickly or it can happen step by step. However, in order to transit through those levels of consciousness, those energies, those those contracts and attractions, the attraction energy we put in motion from a lower level of consciousness now seems like I don't want any more of that now that I've grown up a little more. You know, and that's part of the process. There comes a moment where you actually pop, where the movement is very quick. However, while we're transiting, there is that warrior stuff. There is that friction stuff. There are those that are projecting darkness. And to the extent that you stare at it, to the extent that you try to change it, to the extent that you battle it,
oh yeah,
then you get tied into it.
Well, you know, one of the things that we know is true is that the planetary thought body, let's face it, guys, it's fear, it's anger, it's chaotic, and it has really earned that reputation. And there's a lot that's feeding it. And we don't need, that's a whole show, right? And we've done shows and we've done videos on the planetary thought body. However, remember this, the planetary thought body is tied to the third dimension and the astrally interfered with collapse of the fourth dimension. The planetary thought body is goopy. It will keep you stuck, and it will do everything in its power to use your energy as food, which means it wants you afraid, it wants you angry, it wants you to doubt yourself. So you absolutely cannot get into the planetary thought body and have anything that you're going to feel refreshed or positive with happen in your life. What you can do is stay in your spiritual, and this is part of being a spiritual warrior, staying in the divine presence of the truth. The truth is that you are abundant. The truth is that you are an incredibly capable co-creator. And if you say, but you know what, Kira, I don't have it, I'm not abundant, or I'm not this, well, then what I would say is you're abundantly good at negative projection. You are abundant. It's just that easy. Just flip that to the other side. And how do you do that? You disconnect from the planetary thought body, and you allow yourself to be with people who are supportive of who you really are. You've connected with this radio show. I don't care. Listen to every show in our archives. Get your boost of truth. Get your boost of you are an amazing person. Get your boost of you deserve because you were born. You are already a master or you would not be on this planet.
That's
and you
true.
Know, Sri, speaking of masters, we have so many people holding and we've had so many people write us this week.
Absolutely. We've got lots to share with you. And before we get back into letters and calls, I just want to remind you that it is the ability to hold your focus that carries you through the dark night, to hold your trust. And sometimes we have to be like the phoenix, you know, the bird that is flying out of the flames. Well, the phoenix metaphor is real important for those of you that are going through a crisis, for those of you that are going through financial stress. Sometimes what was has to burn away in order to liberate us to manifest the fullness of ourselves. And other times, it's simply transformed. How and why, that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And very much subjective. However, the key is you will get through it.
And you know, it's affecting everything. And we get so many emails every week. And remember, you can send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. But we've selected a couple for today's show. And I think this one, Sri, is a great one to work on.
All right. This is a long. I'm going to paraphrase it slightly. It says, for today's show on spiritual activism, Namaste, dear Sri and Kira. My visit to Terra Nostra and the incredible classes, more recently Transforming Toxicity, and the weekly radio show have assisted me in ways that are still unfolding. I am so grateful for you. I don't know where my spiritual tenacity would be without your support and guidance.
Oh, well, now I know who this is. And all I'm going to say is, hey, Susan, we miss you. And it was a blessing to have you here at Terra Nostra.
And so she writes, she continues, the topic for today's show about being a spiritual warrior versus being in spiritual activism has inspired me to write, although part of my question connects to other shows as well. And she continues, I am confused about the relationship I have with my partner. I understand that what I have around me has been attracted by my vibration. So anything that in my partner that is present is there to reflect back my own issues. Am I understanding that accurately? The fact that my inflammatory disease has reappeared makes me examine what is it I'm resisting and what is toxic that I still need to transform. And lately, I just don't feel like myself. I'm going in and out of dimensions frequently, and I feel that I'm spinning. My energy feels off and depleted. And sometimes I feel as though my partner and I are really off vibrationally, and other times it just flows. And so she basically is saying, I'm traveling today, thus I'm writing. I would love to hear from you. I just want to say, there's so much here. I want to just say she also mentions, when I think back a few weeks ago, you talked about the three things that must be present for divine partnership. And what I'm noticing in my life is the second thing, being aligned spiritually, is not there. Or maybe it's right where it needs to be for our mutual growth.
Maybe. And beloved angel Susan, thank you, thank you. And everything else you wrote in your email, we have read and we just love you so much. And yes, your Shiva eye reading is on its way to you. And that will be very illuminating. I just need to share that with you. However, angel, in this moment, and for all of you listening, Susan, what's our bodies, and especially your body, is a very beautiful conduit of your multidimensional self. Remember that the body holds our soul. And in your case, because you have so much multidimensional power and because you have the ability to be so intuitively aware, your body is telling you when you are not being authentic. And this is why this condition has come back for you. Now, this is nothing to be, you know, like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? The reality is, my angel, that number two step is one of those steps that absolutely cannot be skipped over. Yes, there is always the karmic relationship. And Sri and I have talked about this a lot. This partnership you're in, and they just keep saying karma. It's like they're chanting it, karma, karma, karma. This is a karmic relationship. And the blessing of karmic relationships is that, I mean, some people spend their whole lifetime in karmic relationships. However, in your case, what's happening right now is you have to make a choice. You have to literally limit your growth and be happy to stay in exactly where he is for the sake of staying together, or you need to decide to just step into your own power, regardless of the effect it might have on him, and he will either finally grow with you, or the karmic energy will be resolved, and you will be free to be with the one that you are meant to be with in divine partnership. And everything around you keeps saying you are being supported. Do not push him. Simply illuminate you.
So indeed, that's wonderful, wonderful counsel for all of us.
Well, and you know, to do that really demands us to be a spiritual warrior, doesn't it, Sri?
That is the essence of it, to stand in your truth. And I just want to underscore this. To be a warrior means that the inner becomes the outer. And when I say the inner, I'm talking about your essence, that which is inside you is greater than all of that which is exterior.
Well, and what's so beautiful about that, Sri, is that in order to stand in your spiritual warrior activated presence, oftentimes the first thing that comes up is fear. And ironically, when we're afraid to step into our power, what does that do, guys? It puts you right smack dab in the planetary thought body. So fear is going to beget more fear, is going to beget anger, is going to beget self-doubt, is going to be a downward spiral.
And it's going to stimulate all the old rationale, all the old stories and beliefs that you were just evolving through.
Exactly. And this is why there's such a difference between being one who takes action versus activistic. Because remember, regardless of the intention of the activism, activism is based in anger and a fear of an outcome. Those two energies alone, regardless of the quote unquote higher purpose, and there's, believe me, I could sit here all day and justify lots of things with you, but regardless of it, if you look at it from that perspective, it will trap you in the planetary thought body and you won't get what you're looking for.
And speaking of looking for, we're going to say hi to some first-time callers who have rung in today.
And we know we have a lot of you holding. We're going to do our best.
And so we're going to start with line two. We're going to say hi to Marjan from Portland.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you both. You have been a blessing in my life. And I'm calling to get a mini soul reading, please.
Oh, well, thank you, my angel. Thank you so much. I first want to share with you that and today, boy, my throat, everybody's clearing today. You know, it's funny. There's been a few of you that I've connected with today that are all kind of like these masters in transformation, and it's a lot of fifth chakra energy. Now, my angel, the minute you started speaking, this, the most beautiful crystalline Kuan Yin I have ever seen, like came right up out of you, and she's got this pink rose in her hands. And as you're talking, I was watching the pink rose get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it got so big, and then the radiant energies of this pink light started radiating out and encapsulating you. And as this pink light is encapsulating you from this incredible crystalline Kuan Yin, there's simultaneously a golden light that's encapsulating you, a soft green light, and a soft blue light. And the radiant message for you today is that the divine protection and unified stream of the energy that will propel you forward is within you now. And they're saying, lift up your left hand and receive this gift. Place your right hand on your heart and smell the rose, for before you is the resolution of all. And then they're saying, before the new year, everything rights itself. And it's like a brand new start right after, like right around, I want to say late January. And so I am so honored to connect with you. I'm so glad you got through today, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste, as are you beautiful. Oh, my goodness, Sri. Let's sneak in another caller.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line four and say hi to Sarah from Los Angeles.
Namaste, Sarah.
Oh, hello. Namaste. It's so great to connect with you. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I've never called in before, but I have been listening to you for years. So I was wondering if you could give me a mini soul reading. I have just moved to LA and things are not feeling very grounded for me, and I'm I guess, kind of vacillating between, you know, did I make the right decision? Or, you know, I'm just kind of in this space where I just can't feel, I'm not feeling grounded here. So anything you could offer would be great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sarah. And first and foremost, you got through today. I love that because you, my angel, really are a spiritual warrior in many ways. Here's what they're showing me. The whole time you were chatting, imagine, I want you to imagine a beautiful creek, like a really beautiful creek. You're out in a beautiful lush forest and you come across this beautiful creek and you need to cross it. And the water is not hard to cross. And here's what's so beautiful. This creek is a combination of little white stones and these big round, they're perfectly round, kind of like smooth stones that you step on. And they're showing me you first going, oh, okay. And so you're stepping on the stones, noticing that you need to stay on the bigger stones to get across the water. And that if you step off of the stones, you're going to feel the current and it will feel disruptive. Yet even the disruptive current cannot hurt you, and it is actually helping you to remember to stay on track. And so they want you to hear that no matter what you're feeling, stay on track. Stay with what brought you there. Stay with what you know is true. Keep stepping on the bigger stones and you will cross to the other side. And when you turn around, all I'm seeing is a beautiful golden bridge that your path is complete. And so just give it a little longer and go back to why you're there to begin with. Breathe, drink a lot of water. Everything around you is water, 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 water. Drink water, get in water, play in water, whatever you need to do. And green. Green is also your best friend. I would do green sleep sheets if you could. Wear green, even green underwear. Eat green, drink water, stay focused, and you're going to be really pleased with the way this all resolves. I'm so glad you got through,
all right.
Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know, Sheree, we have another email I wanted to get to today because we have so many, and I know we have more callers, but all of you are really, really being the pioneers, the warriors in so many ways.
Well, absolutely. So we're going to keep going, keep rolling, and we'll do what we can do. So this email says, Atma Namaste. I am Ruhi from India. I have been following your teachings for quite some time. Your talks have always given me many insights. Your predictions are just so awesome and help us lead a better life.
Oh, Atma Namaste to you, beloved Ruhi.
And he continues, or she continues, pardon me, thank you for all the blessings and insights I get whenever I watch your videos and listen to you. There are no words to explain my deep sense of gratitude. I have a PhD in plant biotechnology. I want to use it for the betterment of people. I sometimes feel stuck with what is happening in the world. Could you please tell me, am I on the right path?
Lots
of love and respect.
Well, respect and love back to you, beloved one. And, you know, first and foremost, as Sheree was reading your email, and when I first received your email earlier today, when it was forwarded to me, what immediately came in around you was all of these beautiful, dynamic, I'm going to use the word mythical animals. And you first showed up to me very much like Vishnu on Garuda. I mean, you were just like on this powerful, beautiful bird-like energy. And then there were elephants and turtles and rabbits and beautiful, beautiful beings of all different multidimensional experience. And they all keep saying the same thing. When did you forget that you are the instrument of our divine soul? Everything you are doing is flowing in perfection, and we are only a breath away. Simply bring your hand to your heart and call us into your process. And as you move forward and as you create, we are guiding your hand, all is well. And they're also saying sandalwood, sandalwood, sandalwood. So I would strongly recommend sandalwood incense, sandalwood attar, sandalwood essential oils, but use it as often as you can. Try to keep it around you as you can. If you feel out of balance, go take a, you know, go get a little extra sandalwood and you are being very supportive. You, by the way, you have a very big mission. A few years ahead from now, I'm grateful you're on the planet. And so thank you for writing. Thank you for getting through. You are in so many ways a spiritual warrior, my love. Many blessings.
And just keep trusting, because truly, when we get going on our path, more will be revealed.
In every way. And you know, Sri, as a spiritual warrior, as one who is just so ignited with the divine, that's why you're here right now. Sri and I really pray and trust that as you're connecting with everything we've been sharing, that within your divine presence, you feel the ignition, the support, the recognition, fear, chaos, doubt, and please connect with our November video. It'll be up within 48 hours at YouTube. November is going to be a month that's going to do its best to empower the lower frequencies of fear, anger, and turmoil. Spiritual warriors will fly through that month with this incredible divine connection that will offer you the opportunity to bridge the worlds and to be a great support through your divine presence.
Your warrior energy begins in the inside. It begins in cleansing your space, and I'm talking about that inner space, cleansing your heart, your thoughts, your breath, your body, and holding the sanctity of that energy and that commitment to being a divine vessel. No matter what your beliefs are, no matter what your job is, no matter what you're doing with your day, you radiate energy. And as you stand in the purity of who you are and honor the fact that because you took birth, you're meant to be here.
indeed,
as
in every
do
way.
As you that, the blessing continues to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
It will reveal itself.
It will. And you, my angel, have already revealed yourself as a master. You deserve, because you are born here in this magnificent world. You chose this moment in the timeline. Thereby, you are the one that can command the light to flow through you and survive with incredible success, not just wallow away. You are here to be successful.
So, beloved ones, take a deep breath, bring your hand to your heart and a smile to your face. And until we have the joy of being with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.